Okay, dear Lumpa, I have trouble with maintaining wakefulness and alertness in the afternoon. What guidance would you give to cultivate and develop more skillfulness? Thank you so much for your presence and teachings. There's many, many different sort of techniques. One of the main ones is just don't close your eyes. It makes a huge difference. Having the eyes open, and you can also, if you want, you can say put something in that visual field that is, you know, settling or soothing, or is at least it's something to keep fixed attention on. I mean, not something distracting, but something, you know, maybe a bit soothing or a bit reminding. But in general, it's just keeping the eyes open makes a huge difference, because that really gives more kind of energy or sensory input, and it helps the mind just not drifting into that kind of liminal state that happens. You breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and just pick your head up off the floor. So that's an important aspect. And also, just like using more discursive meditations, or keeping mindfulness of breathing, but then using, like in the Thai forest tradition, using a short mantra, the name of the Buddha, on the in-breath, Buddha, Buddha, Buddha. So it's using that recitation in conjunction with the breath. It gives you a little bit more work to do, because that's what's happening, is the mind doesn't have enough work to do, so it drifts off to sleep. Or using a recollection of the recollection of the Buddha or Dhamma Sangha, or using a super gamatana, not so much as a unattractive meditation on unattractiveness, but a meditation on, you got 32 things in a line to recite, and you can't forget, you can't drift, you can't, you're, when you do, then you know you've drifted. So then that's before you sort of really sort of lose complete mindfulness and wakefulness. So it keeps the mind engaged in a skillful way. So that's, you can do that sitting. Walking meditation is fine, even because sometimes, I mean, the early meditations in the afternoon can be we eat the main meal of the day at noon, and then you sit to meditate. That's why I'm having Q&A at 1 o'clock. I'm not giving a Dhamma talk. Because usually doesn't work so well. It's just cycles of our energy are like that. So it's a an important way of approaching that. So doing walking meditation, keeping the body moving, doing standing meditation. If you're doing standing meditation, you tend to find out quicker if you've lost wakefulness, I can remember one monk at this is when I was still living in Thailand. I found it difficult. Early evening was hard for him. And so he'd sit and it would drift off to sleep. He'd say, okay, that's it. I'm going to do standing meditation. So he would stand, and then he would stand. He would stand in front of a door. And then, of course, you could pump, pump. he was hitting his head on the door, and it was, still wasn't quite waking him up. So you just keep trying, and you develop good habits as well as you keep trying, experimenting with different things.